Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
Okay, all right. Hey, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. And we got kind of an emergency session. We kind of spooling up today. Things are happening. We're trying to stay on top of everything, keep this news coming to y'all. And I even got my son, Seth Barlow. He's here today. And we got Professor Barlow as well. So we got the trifecta going today, trying to stay on top of things as they happen, real-time action. Dr. Barlow, what is going on today here in our great state?
Steve, I saw some news items today that just would not wait. They're so serious. They're so over the top. I said, let's plan an emergency session of the podcast and get these out right away. So,
well, fortunately, thanks to Doge, I have some spare time and I'll be able to react. And, you know, again, that's what it takes. If you're going to be a journalist, you got to always be ready, and we're ready to go. So
that's right. And if the listeners haven't picked up on it yet, Steve used to work for the federal government. If the listeners haven't picked up on that yet, you know, but I have some serious stuff here, Steve, that you and Seth will see and that we need to get out to our listeners. I wanted to make the announcement that maybe if you're just listening to the podcast now or recently, you need to go back and listen to all the episodes because they're chronological and they accumulate. And sometimes we are referring to an incident from a previous episode and you might not know what we're talking about. So when we talk about pickleballs and nipples, you won't know what we're talking about. So you need to go back and listen to all of those episodes and get caught up. And we're going to do that again today. We're going to refer back to something we discussed in a previous podcast.
Now, I might add, Dr. Barlow, that does not mean that we're saying they don't know what a nipple is or they don't know what pickleball is. But we got some particular incidents that we're referring to that you definitely want to follow back on.
Yeah, it's the context that matters, right? Yes. Okay. So, well, I have two stories today, two short stories. We'll just get out there quickly for folks, and it's just kind of over the top. This first story about a Florida mom in Pinellas County. And Steve, I have to believe, it doesn't say so in the story, but I have to speculate that this Florida mom was into the spiritus liquor, because it's the only way this makes sense to me, this story here. And we get this from Fox 35, and I'm not adding anything to it. I'm going to read from the police affidavit. But Florida mom accused of driving a screw into daughter's buttocks.
Now, wait a minute now. Was this a sheetrock screw, deck screw, or machine screw?
It doesn't specify. But you know, those electric screw guns, one of those, it was stuck in. So I can only make sense of this with some spiritus liquor being involved. So this was a Jaselyn Grozinski, 40, of St. Pete area, was taken into custody by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department and put in the Pinellas Pokey for child endangerment and child neglect. And I'll just read from the affidavit how this went down. Now, she indeed is accused of driving a screw into her 12-year-old daughter's left buttocks. So,
was she attempting to put something back together or attach something?
Well, let's read from the affidavit and maybe we could see what happened here. So it says in the police affidavit that Mrs. Grozinski, they were hanging some picture frames with three children and the daughter. Okay. And I will read from the affidavit when she walked over to the daughter and said, have you ever been screwed in the ass?
Oh my goodness, man. Well, you know, that was a teaching moment for that daughter. Yeah.
After which she took the screw gun and firmly drove a screw into her left buttocks cheek.
Oh my goodness. I tell you, you know, it's all fun and games till you hit that femoral artery, you know. So I mean that
well, apparently, Steve, you know how them things have a reverse.
Yeah.
So apparently they were able to extract the screw and the child is unharmed, seriously.
Woo, man, now you know good and well they're gonna make her get a tetanus shot. That's for sure.
You know all that had to happen. It doesn't say that here, but you know that happened. But it got me to thinking about your old boy, the poor old boy in Marion County, who was caught copulating with his stepmother.
Right. Okay? Right.
And that's going to damage that boy his whole life. So this poor girl, Steve. Her whole life, she's going to have to remember that her mother screwed her in the buttocks.
Hey, but here's what Florida woman or Florida girl will do. She will take that hole, that screw hole, and incorporate that into a tattoo. So, you know how they like to put that, butterfly right on top of the buttocks. Yeah. That could be an eyeball on the butterfly tattoo or something. What do you think, Seth?
See, we need your analytical mind, Steve. I had never thought about that, but see, mother was probably thinking ahead.
Yeah. I mean, she's going ahead and working that in.
She's going to be 13 next year. Time for tattoos anyway.
Yeah, but that's the age of the Florida girl to get a tattoo. So that's what the mom's doing. If they may need me to come in as a special witness on this thing. We lost Dr. Barlow. Come on back, Dr. Barlow. We lost him.
I knew your keen mind would contribute to this story, Steve. So I'm glad I brought that up. So mom screws a daughter in the left buttocks. So that's the first one I have here. So now my second one, Steve, is just as alarming as the first.
Well, we're getting used to it, so bring it up.
I had no idea when we started this journalism. I mean, the depth of the craziness out there that we've run into. I mean, seriously, it's
yeah.
This story here is just a little bit. So I'll just read it. You know, the way they wrote it. This is from Hillsborough County. Hillsborough Sheriff's Department was involved, as you will see by the end of this. Riverview, you know, they're in Hillsborough County. You know,
oh, yeah.
Substitute teacher arrested for masturbating in the classroom during lunch break.
Well, it was lunch break. You know, so, I mean, you know, I used to work for the government, so I know how this kind of thing allegedly should work. But everybody gets a break at some point.
Yeah, but I think back in the day, we could pretty well make the day without ejaculating. I don't know.
Well,
we had willpower.
But there was a lot more self-discipline. There was a lot more self-discipline.
Yeah, that's it. Well, let's read about this. Was Harvey Cole, 26, of Hillsborough County. Hillsborough County deputies say that he was a substitute teacher, you know, and they have that lunch break period. You know, you were in the school recently, you know, and he commenced to choking his chicken, and some students walked in, and there he was. Hard at it. And they immediately issued an arrest warrant and put the orange on him, you know. So, but I have a little sympathy for Mr. Cole. He was a young man.
Yeah.
He was a young man. So he had probably had a class and knew about them high school girls, Steve. You remember, Seth knows, boy, they can get your blood up.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's almost entrapment, probably what he was having to deal with, you know. And then here he was trying to take matters in his own hands and nullify the situation and still got in trouble. Just like that mother was trying to help out. He was trying to do the right thing too. He take care of him, you know. He just should have made sure he had that door locked. That was what his
motive. Right, but a word to our viewers, you're working for any school, any industry like that. There are cameras in all the rooms these days. So there's probably a video of Mr. Harvey Cole of Riverview, unfortunately. So, you know, there we have that. And so I don't know how how that played out, if he was convicted or not. But, you know, the substitute teachers, as you know, they pretty well pays enough for you to have the gas to go to the school and back. So maybe that might have something to do with the fact that they can't get somebody that can refrain from ejaculating before the end of the school day. I don't know. So
yeah, probably not, like you say, not the highest paying gig out there for sure.
He might say, I don't have the gas money to get home. I'm going to have at it here.
Yeah. I mean, I the old axiom is you get what you pay for. You pay for a jerk off, you get a jerk off. There you go.
But if you sent your kid to that school, boy, they got an education that day, didn't they?
Yeah. That's be part of your health class or something. That's more than I learned in health class in school.
Yeah. So he's popular or not popular, however you want to consider it. Tell you.
Well, I tell you what, Douglas, I'll do my due diligence and try to pull up some of the videos and photos on some of these stories, and I'll add them in there for our viewers on Brighteon and
YouTube. Yeah, right.
But I will be careful what I put on there, because I don't want to skip.
Right, you'll have to. I don't think you're going to get a picture of either of these.
I can just
get their mug shots, but I don't think you'll get pictures of their activities.
Seth and I'll go out here in the shop. We'll just take a picture of a deck screw. We'll throw that out there. Oh, man. Oh, God. Is there anything else right now, Preston Douglas?
I mean, there's just so much when I was going through this, you know, but these two just had to get out there. So,
all right. Well, we'll be called up for now. And if we need to do another emergency session, we will do it. And rest assured, we'll get this published, get it out there. And be careful with your screw gun. And on them, make sure don't take too long of a lunch break. Just, you know, and get on out there.
Seth, you got anything?
That blows all my stories out of the water.
Seth ain't seen nothing like this in a long time. So, but anyway, I'm sure he's glad to be on the podcast, and he will.
Well, he heard about it early on. See,
yeah, he's right here. Right. He's right here at the newsroom floor, so he's catching it right.
Yeah, that's all I have.
All right. Hey, we'll keep it going and bringing this news to y'all. And keep it Florida. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Also, make sure to check out the video version on YouTube. The video version includes bonus content at the end you'll surely don't want to miss. If you have any ideas for future podcast episodes, or if you would like to be a guest, please reach out. We also ask for you to send pictures or any bonus content, and we'd be pleased to add it to the bonus content portion of an episode. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida. And we'll see you soon.